And you're indeed tuned into Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 on the FM dial today. June 26th, 2002 is the G8 ministerial meeting happening in Kananaskis, Alberta, Canada. And demonstrations are taking place all across Canada. And we've been speaking with Roberto, our man in the street in Calgary today. And on the line with me right now is Amy from the Ottawa Independent Media Center, covering the events happening in the capital for the Take the Capital march there. Thanks for joining us, Amy. Hello, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. You're a little low, though. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'll try to bring the phone a little closer to my mouth. So, Amy, tell us a bit about the convergence there in Ottawa. There are folks gathered without a permit, is that correct, to take the Capitol?
I'm not sure about without a permit. Actually, I would have to say that probably it is without a permit, because there's been a total breakdown in communication between the organizers of Take the Capitol and the police because of what happened at last year's G20,
mm-hmm.
when people were bitten by dogs and arrested and without cause and not read their rights and kept in jail without a lawyer and things like that.
Can you briefly tell our listeners who are unfamiliar with those events what that was all about, just briefly?
Well, the G20 occurred in Ottawa in last November, November 16th and 17th.
Okay.
And there was a lot of organization between organizers and the police, and they said, well, it's just going to be soft hat, you know, it's just going to be routine policing, nothing's going to happen. But as soon as the event started, they brought out dogs, they brought out riot police, they brought out tear gas, and because there was all that, you know, sort of coordination and talk beforehand, the trust just got completely broken between Ottawa organizers and the police. So hence, there's absolutely no communication between police and protesters here today on the anti-G8 Take the Capitol protests.
Can I get you to speak up as well, too, just a little bit?
Oh, sure.
And can you just tell us what's going on there today in Ottawa?
Today, well, there's a few incidents this morning as people from Montreal and Guelph arrived. Some unmarked police vans started filming all the people disembarking from the buses. And the Montreal buses were searched, and people were asked for ID. But they were also escorted into town. There was nothing really serious. And the march just started from Dundonald. There's about 5,000 or 6,000 people marching from a park in downtown Ottawa. It's a snake march, so it's sort of going its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's split into two, so there's about 3,000 people in one march and another 3,000 in another. As far as I know, there's minimal police presence, but it's been pelting with rain. So it was sunny this morning, but it's quite rainy here now.
And what is the goal today for demonstrators in Ottawa?
I think the goal is just to make their voices heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there's any sort of specific goal in terms of converging on a specific spot or targeting a specific building. I think the goal is simply just to draw attention to what the G8 is doing or not doing, and to draw attention to issues of social justice, of environmental concern, and of war. So that's it, just to bring attention.
And you're there at the Independent Media Center. What kind of action and convergence has gone on for folks covering these events?
Well, we heard a lot of reports from people who were at the bus at the parking lot where the buses arrived and where police were filming, and we also had a couple of reports from people inside the march. And everything that they've told me, I just told you in my report. There hasn't been anything else but that so far. But the march has just started a little while ago, so.
Okay.
Things have been busy here at the media center, though.
Yeah.
We have a lot of independent journalists who are coming in and posting their stories and giving us audio clips to play and video as well. We've got a whole video set up as well.
Is there a web stream, like a webcast mm-hmm. radio going?
Yep, that's what I'm doing. It's if you go to www.ottawa.indymedia.org, Ottawa is O-T-T-A-W-A,
mm-hmm.
@indymedia.org. You're going to find a link towards our audio stream, which is called Take the Capitol Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be on there playing music and also bringing live news broadcasts to the stream. So
great.
You can definitely keep updated.
I just posted a clip of Starhawk interview. Maybe you can throw that in the mix if you find it on the site there.
Oh, you just posted one on the net?
Yeah, on Ottawa Indie Media.
On Ottawa Media, great. Yeah, I might throw that on.
Cool. This will be up there as well at some point later.
when we get it up on the web. Well, can I keep checking back at this number for information later?
Or sure, you can. No problem. We're probably going to keep updated all through the day with our posts out in the field. So
okay.
We'll definitely have as much up-to-date information as we can. And there's somebody here from Pittsburgh who wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. Throw them on.
Hey, man, the hell with this. Let's start a TV station.
Hey, this is Vincent Scotty Irene? Iran? How do you say your name?
Vincent Scotty Irene. You got
Irene,
it.
Okay. And yeah, you're from Pittsburgh, IMC?
Pardon me?
You're there from the Pittsburgh Indie Media?
Yeah, I'm here from... It took a long time to get up here, but we're here. And also, if you go to noteaward.com, if you get a blast from a stream, we're rebroadcasting from Calgary, from Alberta.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit on the cell phone, so that was noteaward, notowar.com?
.com.
Notowar.com.
Yeah, then you'll get a blast furnace and get it to the stream.
All right.
And they're using a CB radio there in Calgary. We're rebroadcasting them.
Cool. On CB?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of the live stuff on CB radios.
In Calgary. Great.
And then after the stuff is over about Alberta, then they're going to come back to the studio. But we're going to be rebroadcasting that all day from home.
Now, Vincent, how long have you been in the area there in Ottawa?
How is what?
How long? When did you arrive there in Ottawa?
Been here for days.
Days.
Setting up the broadcasting box.
Have you been able to keep an eye on local media coverage of these events? Mainstream media coverage?
Sure.
What is your, what's your summation of what has been reported so far?
They don't know what is going to happen, but they are preparing for the worst. We've got about four policemen on every corner for about a 10-block radius, and they are wearing flak jackets.
Now, we got a report from Amy that it's really raining pretty hard there in Ottawa. Are you planning
on... We were surprised. We thought it was going to piddle out, and then somebody just came back into the studio and said that the march was about 5,000 people strong. It split off, and it doesn't seem to be dissipating as we thought that it would.
Now, do you think that this the weather is going to affect the turnout? Do you think people are going to be, turning around and going home, or will it not have an effect?
I think that it has affected it, but still, the people who showed up for the original march today, they didn't go away. So yeah, I think it's definitely going to have an effect. But it's really funny here because the
We're speaking with folks at the Ottawa Indie Media Center.
That's
you're tuned to Free Radio.
Yeah, from Calgary. That's what they're using when they're not in the studio.
Again, this
That's
is
our mobile unit.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're speaking with Vincent
and,
Scotty Irene.
It's really wacko to have a clean studio. I feel like I've done something wrong.
To have a clean studio.
Oh, yeah, nice little place that they've rented and all these Macintoshes.
Quite a far cry from Blast Furnace Studios.
It was donated. Oh, it's a union building, so the union folk gave it to them, and we got a big mahogany conference table, and I just dig it.
Right on. Anything else you want to add to our listeners here at Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Yeah, I think that it's pretty phenomenal given the fact that the movement is so new and that web radio is so new, but this is setting up an instant communication between web radio stations in two different parts of the country, the East and West Coast, and I think this is going to do nothing but foster the movement. A lot of common people, and not just punk rockers, but a lot of people have really come out for this, and it's very encouraging.
Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to put the web stream on, and we'll try to click onto that in a little while and rebroadcast some of that to our listeners here as well. And we'll be getting updates from Calgary. We have a guy on the street there from Santa Cruz with a cell phone. He's been reporting to us, and we'll be posting those online as well so we can get the whole information going around
in
circles.
We have a phone number. Feel free to call again, and goodbye from Blast Furnace Radio from Pittsburgh, PA.
All right. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.
And you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. We've been speaking with folks at the Ottawa Indie Media Center there who are webcasting right now. And in just a few moments, I'm going to try to get that webcast up and running. And we'll be back and forth all day with reports from Ottawa and from Calgary in Canada, where the G8 is meeting. Stay tuned to 96.3 Freak Radio Santa Cruz.